I thank you, Mr. Chair. At the outset, my delegation would like to wholeheartedly acknowledge and thank you for your efforts as chair and that of your team during this and the previous mandate. You can count on our full cooperation. In 2023, we have advanced from the more exploratory phase of the GGE into a more concrete discussion on how to mitigate the risks and challenges related to autonomy in weapon systems. We now have a range of proposals and options on the table on how to address these risks, and we have found commonalities and common understandings on several issues. It is our task in this session to harvest them in our report in order to progress in our work and move with urgency to the negotiation of an instrument. Mr. Chair, we would like to highlight positively the constructive discussions in March, the developments in national positions and the substance of the working papers, as well as the serious examination of proposals of others. Differences remain, however, in particular with regard to the legal nature of a new instrument or the more detailed interpretation of concepts and the general way forward. We have shared our own view on the way to achieve meaningful human control through concrete measures. For Austria, without any doubt, a legally binding instrument is necessary, as the current framework of international law is not sufficiently developed to address the many risks and problems that arise through the introduction of autonomy in weapon systems. This view is shared by the vast majority of states in this room, but also by civil society, academia, and much of industry. An even bigger share of the high contracting parties does agree that a combination of prohibitions and regulations is the right way forward. Overall, we do have a sound and stable basis to move forward to concrete negotiations of a new legally binding instrument. Mr. Chair, international law must continue to evolve in order to uphold and strengthen its protection in the face of evolving technology and military practice. There's no doubt that we see a technological revolution that will have profound impacts on our societies, not the least on the future of armed conflict. In addition to its many benefits, the use of artificial intelligence also brings risks which have to be addressed. And against this background, the GGE has the duty to deliver. Mr. Chair, we want to voice our concern about the increasingly narrowed focus the GGE has developed over the past years. While such a focus has helped to address and identify more specific problems in relation to IHL, it has also led to several blind spots. We particularly regret the mere lip service to the ethical considerations, which have been part of our work since the very beginning. The ethical dimension and the preservation of human dignity are, in our view, crucial to all questions related to the use of force against humans through artificial intelligence. Furthermore, human rights law is of obvious relevance to the issue of autonomy in weapon systems and their various expected usages in different scenarios. We should also pay more attention to the risks of proliferation and other global security implications. Moreover, we are concerned about the misuse of the consensus principle in the GGE, leading to watered-down reports reflecting the minimal positions of a very small number of countries, which is a bad habit that we hope we can overcome during this session. Mr. Chair, your report captures several elements that enjoy widespread support, and we thank you for the submission of this report. At the same time, it could have been more ambitious in our view, given the fact that the majority of this room does share positions that go beyond the current version. We particularly regret the absence in the report of the human control as a concept. Our working paper for this year's GGE in March provided elements on how to achieve meaningful human controls through specific conditions and which should have been broadly acceptable and introduced in the report in a more detailed way. As mentioned before, ethical and moral implications of autonomous weapon systems and the possible transfers from decisions in the use of force to potentially self-evolving algorithms are not sufficiently covered at the moment. We will also pay special attention to language that goes below existing IHL standards, in particular through the introduction of, in our view, unnecessary qualifiers. Another crucial point for us will be not to introduce an undue focus on national measures in this report. While such measures are, of course, welcome, a recommendation to introduce them must not be the main outcome of the work of the GGE. we recall that the preamble of the CCW reaffirmed, I quote, the need to continue the codification and progressive developments of the rules of international law applicable in armed conflict, end of quote. We will engage constructively with the current text with the aim to achieve a concrete and meaningful result this year, Mr. Chair. We will present proposals and positions on the element in the course of the week. Mr. Chair, last year and in March, we witnessed a significant step forward in our work. We are in a position now where we can capitalize on 10 years of discussions and move towards a concrete outcome with the urgency that is commensurate to the fast development of AI technology. The world outside of the GGE is watching very carefully. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.